Hey, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shah. And on today's Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, well, it's Thanksgiving and we're recording.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
So the first idea that popped in our heads was to talk about being thankful, gratefulness, gratitude, and all those wonderful things that, you know, oftentimes we're thinking about at this time of the year.
And in the immortal words of Heaton Shah, before we decided to start recording this episode, I think you said something along the lines of, you know, people love that shit. So it was one of many reasons why it might be a good idea to talk about this. But I do think that there's something more to this. So of course, we can just do the, what are you grateful for in your life? I'm grateful for this. You know, and
no, we're not doing that.
But we're not going to do that, right?
No.
We're not going to be that much of a cliche in this episode. But I do think that there is something truly powerful and transformative in the act of, you know, gratitude, gratefulness, appreciation, and that matters a lot, not just in life, but also particularly in business. So we've never talked about this. We've told each other many times that we're grateful for our friendship, for the, you know, hugs we're giving when we see each other, for for what we've created together. So we've, I think, communicated appreciation to each other many times. And I think we both are people that try to practice gratitude in our daily lives. But we never explored the topic, I think, kind of more in depth, like how we think about this, why it's important, what we've seen people do, how does it really impact or make a difference in business, other than being like a quote unquote, just like a nice thing to do for whatever that means or whatever it's worth. What do you think being grateful or gratitude is important?
Such a good question to start with. So like I said, I think people like that shit. and what I meant by that is like, I don't, as long as you're giving a genuine thank you or sending gratitude to somebody for something, the receiver tends to really like it. And it makes them happy. So I think that on the most fundamental level, we give thanks, we should be giving, you know, providing gratitude or being grateful to others or things or whatever, because it makes us feel good. It helps us remember that life isn't just, you know, all the bad stuff or all those things that we tend to have a lot of deep emotions and scars over, especially when you're, you know, in a business, starting a business, running a business, working at a startup, all those things that are challenging. I think the gratitude takes you out of that day-to-day grind or, you know, whatever it is that you're stuck in and helps you think about it in a different way. Just life in general, when you give that gratitude, when you're grateful to somebody else, they can feel it. So to me, I think it's one of the most important things we can do as human beings. It's one of the most important things we should be doing more of. And, you know, Thanksgiving and this time of the year, especially in America, tends to be a time when a lot of people take the time, say thanks and give thanks. And, you know, there's a lot of tradition to that. In a lot of other cultures, it's a little different. Like in sort of the religion I grew up in, Jainism, we have something around this time. And it's actually more about, what's the word? It's more about giving, it's essentially apologizing for anything in the last year that you've done to anybody where you might have hurt them. And what I find interesting is, to me, it's like another perspective on being grateful. So it's almost like you're saying, hey, I'm grateful for you by apologizing for anything that I might have done harm to you with in the last year. And, you know, it's just that time of the year, partly. And another part of it is the year is coming to an end. Thanksgiving, in my opinion, really marks the start of that, because immediately you're thrown into December.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, crap. There's only one of these months left, and then we're on to another digit. And, you know, everyone thinks about this. There's like all these posts about predicting what's going to happen next year in all the different industries. There's a lot of like reviews of this year that are going to start happening. It's a really interesting time in the world as a whole. And again, I love this topic, because I think that it really impacts people when we're good to each other. And it's a way for us to very easily, with very brief, quick gesture, be good to each other.
Yeah, such powerful stuff. I think that for me, I'm going to answer this question as well, and then maybe we jump into some of the practices, like practical ways to be more grateful or to say thank you, to kind of include that into your life more. But for me, you know, I don't remember the book anymore. I read a book a while back, and one of the cool concepts in that book was that there was like this, somebody put it onto themselves to create this kind of grading system of emotions, right? Of like from, you know, they had some kind of a scale, let's say, you know, 0 to 1,000, and they put all emotions that have been expressed in language and some level on that scale from like the most, you know, negative to the most positive. It was a little bit more sophisticated than that, but, you know, just for simplicity's sakes. And one of the interesting things, there's a lot of interesting things about like grading emotions on a scale like that, but, and even how many emotions we have words for, but how few, if you ask the average person, I think something like what an emotion, what a week looks like in emotions, they have a very limited amount of words to express it. It's like happy, happy, sad, depressed, pissed, right? It's like something along, just like 6-7 emotions that people will like even think in. But there's like, there's 30x the amount of words to express emotions, right? And the different kind of gradients of them. Anyway, so without getting too geeky on that, one of the, obviously, the not surprisingly, the most, I think the most powerful emotion was obviously pure love, right? But, or unconditional love or something like that. But one level below that, I remember that still, like the kind of the second most empowering emotion that humans can feel based on that scale